Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to another episode of
Der Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah. And this is another one of our special eps where we're dropping these holiday week while we're off. Miles is in another country.
But I came in for this.
Came in.
Very expensive.
Flew in. Yeah. Yes. We appreciate
awful.
It.
Awful.
Yeah, well, you know, I love y'all.
And we are joined in our third seat by the incomparable Billy Wayne Davis.
You can compare me to Poop.
All right. Cool.
Who would you want to be compared to?
Gandhi.
Okay. So you're racist?
And Charles Manson.
Okay.
In between those
both
two.
Racist.
Somewhere in this.
Both pretty racist.
Both did not like Africans.
Is that right?
Yeah, Gandhi has some interesting viewpoints.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about
it. Yeah, if you read up, some interesting stuff about it.
That's pretty funny, though. I mean, to be like, hey, I'm doing all this, and be like, you know what? I don't care if I like it.
Right. It's like, I'm going to just focus on this one thing. Anyway, you look, that could be a whole other episode.
That is hilarious. I'm going to look into that. Not hilarious. It's not, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Conceptually, that's really funny.
All right.
Sorry. This did not start well.
So we are going to talk about basically the top five things of 2018, highly subjective, basically five things we loved finding out about in 2018, so we can get you up on some cool shit.
Yeah, very, very up to date.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So in some cases, probably not. Like one of mine is close to 80 years old, so we'll talk about that. But Miles, do you want to start us off with one of the things you loved in 2008?
One of the things I loved in 2018 is the Squatty Potty.
Oh, shit.
Now, I like to spend a lot of time in the bathroom. I do a lot. I get a lot done. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of news in the bathroom. Mm. I do a lot of Instagram scrolling, Twitter scrolling in the bathroom when I'm doing a number two. And the Squatty Potty, I begged them for one on Twitter, just on some thirsty podcaster shit, and they sent me a Squatty Potty. No strings
attached.
They're
not expensive either.
They're like $20 or something like that. $20. And you can make your own, honestly, if you have enough phone books. Mm-hmm. But basically,
it is, yeah. It's
just about getting your pelvis aligned in the right way, your colon aligned the right way, just for a smooth release as you move your bowels. And I thought it was just a bunch of fucking hype. Man, the first couple times you're like, what happened? What have I been doing wrong? Because it's sort of recreating the posture of someone squatting. Which is like the most natural way to move your bowels.
That's how we shit for millennia.
That's why dogs do it so easy. That's
As a kid, I noticed how my dog arched her back when she takes shit. So I started doing that as a kid to see what happened. I remember a few times I was like, oh, something happened.
There it goes.
And that was just a thing. You know, I was just experimenting. You know, I was a kid. You know, it was the 60s. And now with the squatty potty, things are much, much more efficient in the bathroom. And I have to admit, like, if you like to experience new kinds of things in the bathroom, do not sleep on the squatty potty.
Do you have to like put weight on your feet? Like, is it like a uncomfortable thing?
You don't have to. Okay. No, just because by virtue of your legs being up, like, it just
gets everything in the
right changing your body shape.
It would be like this, just right here.
Right. But it makes it easier.
But you don't have to hold it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the janky version is to do a cannonball.
It does change it, like when you have to go other places.
Yeah.
I was like immediately like.
I was like, oh, I'm out of my element.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is more of a.
And I was like, get the ice bucket and ask for another ice bucket so I can put those on my feet on top of those shits.
I will. Can I go with one of mine? Yes. It actually goes
go.
With this.
Yes.
Because it reminded me of like, you know what? This did change my life. I got it last year at Christmas time. So I think it would go with 2018.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
I got a simple bidet.
Ooh, a simple bidet.
It's very simple. It was like $70, and you put it on your toilet.
Is it one of those hose attachment things?
Yeah.
Booty sprayer.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, or I would shout it out.
Well, you know, they don't sponsor us. So either of us.
Tushy, actually.
Tushy.
If they're listening. Send me another one. We have another toilet that needs one.
Yeah, hook us up, too.
But it is like, you realize how unsanitary what we're the way we go number two is. Because I have a squatty potty. That changed everything.
Right, yeah.
And then that changes how much, you know, gets on your stuff because of how spread and all that stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
But then, on top of it, use a bidet. Oh, my God.
Just a spray. Yeah, just give yourself a spray down.
Last week I was on the road, didn't have a bidet.
You were a mess.
I kind of was. There was like, like, when I got back, I was like, oh, this is not good living. I've been living pretty good.
Yeah.
You walk out of the bathroom with like toilet paper trailing from both of your pant legs.
Yeah, you just look like a kid where you're just like, I did something bad.
Oh, boy.
Something bad happened. But it's Tushy, that bidet. It was like $70. Probably one of the best gifts I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do you have a shit based off of it?
No.
Well, I think that's a bunch of grown men in their 30s. Right? I've made shitting way better. And everybody's
the other tip I learned, my buddy, I won't say his name, we'll just keep this very vague. A friend of mine, his wife does like, they have like a business doing like esthetician, like waxing and things like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, wax your butthole.
No,
I've had that thought a number of times.
Yo, and he was like, wipe is cleaner than ever. Like, it's nothing. It's like night
there's
and
nothing.
Day.
It's nothing.
Because you don't have the anyway, again, this is a shit-based podcast.
It feels good. It feels good.
What, having your butthole waxed?
Yes.
Really?
That part.
Is it exhilarating?
The other stuff, like your balls and stuff, like your taint, it doesn't feel as bad as you think. There's a couple parts where like, that hurts really bad and I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
But I'm already here. But I'll be honest, like, when you get your butthole waxed, it's like, and the lady told me, she was like, this is going to be, you're going to oddly like this. And I was like, I don't know about this. And then she does it, and you're like, I'll be damned. That
felt well, all right.
You're like, can you do that again?
Yeah. And she's like, I can't. We got it out of there. But, yeah, that part is, like, really nice. And then you start thinking about, like, I bet there's a lot of, okay, all right.
Yeah.
A lot of applications to this.
So that is true. Your friend's right.
Yeah.
Do
wax all right, another top five. Just wax your butthole.
I do have a new appreciation for the mess that we're in back there with just having two children in diapers who I have to clean up. Like, having eyes on is still a fucking mess back then. It's still, like, eyes on with wet naps, it's like, what the it's like trauma surgery sometimes. And I'm trying to do that blind with, like, dry paper. That's crazy. With, like, a thicket back there.
Who knows what I ate?
Right. This is a mess.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, guys. We're talking about top fives of the year.
I think we're all becoming nicer people because of this.
I wanted to pull something from our show because it's basically my favorite story that I found out about this year, which was just what a queen Barbara Bush was in middle school. Just what an evil, conniving, controlling sociopath Barbara Bush was. So Barbara Bush passed this year, earlier this year. And, you know, among the stories that were told, you know, usually you hear like nothing but glowing, nice stories. People are like, and she like had, she had a backbone. She was pretty tough, like if you messed with her. And there was this one story where they just, they asked one of her friends from growing up what she was like as a kid. And she was like, so she would have these days where she would come in and be like, okay, today we're not talking to Ruth. And we would just not talk to Ruth for the week. And Ruth would be devastated. And it was just like this crazy like window into what like a really smart, really like ambitious 11-year-old looks like.
Right, right, right.
It's just like fucked up.
Master of puppets, basically.
Yeah, master of puppets. Just playing people against each other like little chess pieces, but it's an 11-year-old Barbara Bush.
And then I will marry a Skull and Bones member.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And it will all be complete.
Because I can't have the power, but I can be in control of who does have the power.
Right, exactly. That's like Dick Cheney, you know, the greatest trick the devil ever played is you don't know how.
Just telling people you're not Dick Cheney.
Right. You don't know how powerful they are until it's over and you're looking back and you're like, oh shit.
And then he's like,
they say that movie Vice is terrible.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least the reviews are like, they epically fail to try and give Dick Cheney a heart. Or like, they did.
I don't think he's trying to give him a heart. I think McCase, and I haven't seen it, and it's just defending because I find it interesting what he's trying to do, is he's sugaring down medicine is what he's doing, where it's like he's trying to make this awful dude, and he's giving people sugar with their medicine. He's trying to make it funny, like The Big Short was kind of
so
funny.
So you can at least know what happened.
So it's like, so the masses understand what really happened instead of the boring...
Right.
So he's like, that's where he's truly
an Oliver Stone treatment.
Yes. And Oliver Stone's like, and then the lizard people came out.
Like, gosh, damn it, Oliver. Get back in my fucking box.
Come on. All right. You want to do the snake draft style? So I'll do another one and then back to Billy. Back
to
you.
I like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. So another one that I have is King Vader, who is a young man with a YouTube channel. It started out with a video that's not on his channel, but you can find it by searching "Do you have any special talents?" It was uploaded in 2016, and so very timely. But I found out about him this year, so fuck off. And it's just him walking into a job interview, being asked if he has any special talents, and doing a bottle flip.
But it's very
dramatic. The execution is so over the top and dramatic. And then he has a whole channel of these videos that he's produced that are very, like, he's created his own genre. It's like comedy dance videos where, like, the camera dances too. And it's very specific, but oh my God. There's another one, When You Don't Know Who You're Robbing, that's amazing, that is also not from this year. But then he has a bunch of really popular ones from this year that kind of riff on geek culture because he's, I think, seen that that's how you get a lot of views on YouTube.
Yeah, and he himself is, just loves anime and other stuff. So he's able to, like, sort of cross many interests and get people on board. But yeah, dude, those videos are... they're just so absurd, like, because he's taking situations that would be normally, like, a lot of them are, like, very violent things.
Right.
But he disarms it by there being, like, this really cheap, like, just this dancing, like, everybody's sort of bobbing every time, like, with guns or, like, standoffs. But it just makes it, it just heightens the absurdity of his videos. I love him so
much. I like, that's a funny, like, I think that's funny about everyday life. Like, if you just tweak anything a little bit. Like, if you put a beat, if, like, Yeah, if there was like a hostage situation in a bank and someone just turned on like electronic music and people were like, what the fuck is that? Right. Just that split second.
That's what his videos do with great precision.
That's he art.
A very specific type of genius. But yeah, King Vader, look him up and also look up the video. Do you have any special talents if you haven't seen it?
I have a feeling a lot of the younger people are like, dude, this dude's really talking about King Vader. Yeah. Look, we're out here.
He's got a million subscribers. He's got a million subscribers on YouTube. Too, but I just found out about him this year.
Yeah, exactly. And oh, yeah, this is the thing. This is about shit we just liked this year, okay? Yeah. This isn't like...
Yeah, don't get all technical.
Yeah, well, we're not, you know, we're not predictors of trends, really.
All right. Billy Wayne, what is your next thing you liked this year?
I will be biased on this, but because I got to be involved in it, but the Sacha Baron Cohen's Who is America?
Yeah.
Wait, what were you doing on there?
I consulted on... Dr. Billy Wayne character.
Oh, really?
The guy in the wheelchair. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Were you not allowed to talk about that until now or something?
I think I could have talked about it when it came out, and sometimes I forget to promote stuff that, like, I played his son in some of the, like, I met everyone that dude fucked with, that character fucked with, because I played his son, but I got cut out of the show, because there's no real reason for me to
aside from the mirage of this person existing,
the setup or whatever. So, but then to watch all the stuff they did and be involved, it was just amazing. And then to see, like, that's how crazy this year was he got, like, state representatives had to resign and stuff.
Right.
People lost their job and their life was ruined because of him revealing who they really were. And it was just kind of looked over because of how crazy everything else was.
Right. So. Yeah, it's funny that didn't gain traction. It was like, we're dealing with other actual disasters happening, too. Remember the first week the show came out, everyone was like, oh, it's this week, it's this person. And then the news, like actual news, just kind of completely overshadowed a lot of the, like, even funnier things that were happening on the show or more serious stuff. But
the DVD came out, so if you want to get, there's some extra stuff. Like, I still didn't make that either.
But,
but there's, like, a couple of ones that they didn't make on the show that even I was like, God, I wish they'd show that one thing that we did with that one dude. And then there's a couple in there that they
did.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, look at you. How am I finding out about this right now, Billy?
I don't promote well, so
yeah,
that's why I'm not a movie star. That and I don't audition for roles.
Right, exactly.
The other problem.
Mm-hmm. I don't audition. Mm-hmm. You know my number.
Yeah.
Miles, what are your next two things that you love?
Oh, next two?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Next thing I'm going to say is Ristret hot dogs in Denmark, specifically Copenhagen and Copenhagen, Denmark. In general, I was there over the summer.
Cool.
And I fucking loved it. It could have just been the beer that is cheaper than bottled water because everything's so expensive, or the like super long days because you're higher up in the northern hemisphere there. But I had such an amazing time there. But the food there was also really great. But yeah, this hot dog that they do just out there with the crunchy onions and like remoulade and like pickle on there. It is so good. It's like one of my favorite street foods that now I was forcing hot dogs down because I knew I was leaving. And I was like, I just have to make sure I'm sick of them. And I couldn't even get sick of them.
Was it the meat or is this everything the way
it's everything? Because like the Frank is good. And then it's also just like the toppings that they use are really
the way they put them together.
Yeah. And it's funny because like, you know, you buy a hot dog here, most of the time, like you'll dress it yourself.
Yeah.
But there, it's like, okay, you know what style it is. And like even the care that most people that like I was buying the hot dogs from were putting into assembling. And I was like, I like this because y'all are putting in an effort to make my hot dog.
It's like an art.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I think in general, I'm really liking the Scandinavian countries.
I think you're onto something. It's the preparation of the meal.
Yeah.
Because like you and I can get the same ingredients.
Yeah, for sure.
Or like, why does that sandwich place better than that sandwich place?
You know? Right.
Because that dude gives a shit making that sandwich.
Yeah. And I think also though too, I mean, I had ones where they fucking phoned it in.
Yeah.
And did it and I was like, it's still good. But yeah.
No, I feel that way about street tacos.
Yeah.
In LA, we're like, it's not great, but it's better.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But yeah, I think I have to say, yeah, Copenhagen, it was a wave. From like the design museums to the like how walkable the cities are and like how nice their parks are, you know, it was a good time. So I have to, you know, I'm shouting them out.
Word.
Okay, next one. Garlic bread from the Smokehouse in Burbank. Okay, now the Smokehouse It is an old Hollywood type restaurant. It's right across the street from Warner Brothers in Burbank.
Okay, so I know, like, what you're talking about.
Yeah, like there were, you know, they shoot films in there sometimes when they need sort of like a wooden warm restaurant from back in the day kind of scenes. They film a lot in there. But this place, I've been like going to the Smokehouse on and off for like a lot of my life. But this year, for some reason, I like ramped up my visits there because the garlic bread is like its own thing there. They have like a lot of classic dishes, like, you know, prime rib and like those kinds of things. But their garlic bread is like on this sourdough, but it's the kind that has like the garlic, but also like the powdered cheese that they like bake onto it.
Okay. All right.
And the flavor is so intense. I ate a half a loaf without even blinking an eye just because it was so good. It's like very, very, very easy to eat. And I can't talk up the garlic bread at the Smokehouse enough. And yeah, this is a weird top five, but I'm letting y'all know it's a lot of food shit. But that garlic bread is great. And I think they also ship it around the country. But I would say, like, look, I'm not telling you to spend a bunch of money to have it shipped to you if you don't live here. Look, if you're in town, if you can make it to the Smokehouse, go there, have like a weird martini. And just kind of have like a weird old Hollywood meal, because the people in there look like they're like old, like just, you know, 80s TV show crew and producers.
They are.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
that's the beauty of like that Burbank area, I think, because you can go to those places that are in your mind what you think LA is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
You go there and you're like, that dude worked on Laverne and Shirley. And you're like, how do you know? Like, because he's got the jacket on.
Right. Final season.
He's 88. Right. He's 88 years old. Yeah. I come here every day and I have the garlic bread.
Yeah. No. And then that's the thing, too. Like, the serving staff, you can tell, like, some have been there for not so long, but there are some people you know who are lifers there.
Yes.
And, like, they have that just class. They just know. They have, like, they help spread the culture of the restaurant, like old Hollywood vibe. Like,
and they keep it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I like Burbank because there's two Burbanks. There's like the new mall Burbank.
Right.
And then there's that old Burbank that's like, I've
on your
here.
Way to the mall.
I helped build the studio.
Right.
And you're like, hell yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And I've been living on residuals from Mork and Mindy for the last 40 years. Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah,
that.
Well, unfortunately, it's owned by Disney, and the police are very, very bored there. I remember they used to, like, if you had a sound system, like, as kids, when we would drive through, like, you get pulled over because they're like, your system, what's going on? You guys have drugs in the car? And we're like, no. Mm-hmm. but just we'll turn down the bass.
Sorry, I've been over here researching movies and TV shows that Smokehouse was used in to give our listeners who don't live in L.A. an in. It's the room where Ryan Gosling is playing piano in La La Land when he gets fired. It's been in The Office. It's been in
Argo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that one.
I didn't realize it was La La Land. That's where. Wow. They really did a good job of like rearranging that place.
Yeah, they moved it around because it seemed bigger in La La Land.
Yeah.
But
it's funny, those Christmas decorations I think are up all year.
Oh, really?
Like in a weird way. It has that old Hollywood thing too, where like some of the staff are older, so they're like, hey, come on, man. Why are you going to make it hot for me? Like, let's just leave the decorations up.
We can't.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hurt. Yeah. No, I agree. Is it my turn?
Actually, before you go, Billy Wayne, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. I couldn't take that break in anticipation of what your next pick is going to be. Why don't you let them know?
My next pick is, and I will say this, Mr. Freddie Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like Freddie, huh?
Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he is phenomenal. Just that kind of rap where you're like, this is kind of scary. You know what I mean? Where it's just like the way I like the way he flows. I think there's a funkiness to him that is subtle. And then there's this grit that goes with this kind of, I don't know, that I just like the way he goes about things. It's a little different. It's a little more intense than what you see right now. And it's also playful. I don't know. I just dig it. I could be just talking about
the album cover of his last album is so funny. Look, he's just trying to have that 80s.
He's got the suit on.
Yeah, like R&B.
I didn't even download that one because I was like, I'm just going to go get the vinyl because it's so pretty.
The cover is great.
So pretty.
The album is called Freddie. It was clearly photographed with a camera from the 1980s. That is amazing.
Yeah,
right. It looks exactly like a cover from back then.
He's also awesome. Someone I went to high school with is the mother of his child.
Right.
More cool. And like, wasn't someone was trying to tell me he was in jail in another country for a while.
Austria, I think.
That's and then that's why, because he's like my age. He's like 37, 38. So I'd never heard of him before this year. So it was like one of those things, like, where's he been? And then my friend was like, oh, jail.
Yeah, it was
not
like
even American.
I think
jail.
It was some kind of sexual assault case involving like him and another person he was on tour with or something like that. But I don't think, but he was acquitted on all of the charges. So I don't know enough about it, but I do remember it was something to do with the sexual something in Austria.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. But it was, yeah, that's what my friend told me too. He's like, but I think he was just around.
I think,
Anyway.
Hey, well, you know, we'll have to dig into that a little bit deeper.
But I do think he's pretty great.
There was a thing, like, he's trying to act too, and he was saying, like, he's just been losing a lot of roles, and, like, he wants to be in movies. and he keeps losing out to parts to Michael K. Williams from The Wire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like every time, like he apparently auditioned for Inherent Vice, and he's like, I missed it to Michael K. Williams. That's... And he's like, so many times, he's like, whenever you see Michael K. Williams, he's like, no, I probably auditioned for that part.
I screen tested, and then dude walked in as I was walking out going like, damn it.
God damn it. I thought you were in this other thing.
That's what he does, music and everything. There's an artistry and a completeness to all his projects that I really like. So let's check him out. He's pretty great.
Boom.
Check him out. Something that I found out about this year from Miles was
King Vader,
a sneaker cleaner called the Jason Mark sneaker cleaner kit. This dude just figured out how to clean sneakers in such a way that they look new, after you're done with them.
They're fucking, it's a godsend.
Yeah, like there's a whole kit.
You guys, I just want to say they can't feel the electricity in here for this. But they're both just tingling.
Vibrating.
Right? It's like one of the Backstreet Boys walked out in 99 or something.
So there's a whole kit that you can get that has like scrub brushes and like spray on stuff. But then there's also just these wipes. And just get the wipes. If you are want to see some old sneakers get brought back to life, just go get the wipes to test the Jason Mark product out.
Jason Marks.
Jason
with
Mark.
Mark with two Ks.
With two Ks. When we were in Chicago for Live Daily Zeitgeist, super producer Anna Hosnier and I walked to get donuts and got caught in a rainstorm. I was wearing my J's and they got completely destroyed.
Yeah, I was surprised you did the live show with those shoes on.
I know. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, well, you know.
But
he's still upset a little bit about it.
At the airport, Miles broke out a Jason Mark packet, let me have one of the wipes, and completely revitalized them. And it's just a single wipe, you guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but get the kit, too, because
the kit is
you
important.
Can't use the wipes on, like, suede
right.
or Nubuck. But the regular cleaner, it's all, like... There's
the
no
essential
like harsh,
kit.
Yeah, there's no harsh chemicals in it. It's what the thing you'll really notice is like the midsole part. If you have shoes with a white midsole, when you start scrubbing it, it just comes back to
shut
like
up.
Pure white.
Yep.
Yeah, look. If you combine
like if I did
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, you'll resurrect. I have some shit upstairs. I'll show you before you go.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think look, if you have a magic eraser, a Mr. Clean magic eraser and Jason Mark, that's literally all you need to keep your shoes very clean, cuz magic eraser also works very well.
Yeah, it's like a made-for-TV product made directly for me, and also, like, it works. It is, like, as good as the person pretends when they're on TV, and they're like, I can't believe it. This is, it really is. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, because you went from being like, I was like, hey, you want to try this? You're like, it's for the shoe. And then you went from, like, kind of going... casually doing it.
I said it's for the shoe.
I don't know. It was first sort of like, oh yeah, like great, I'll use this. To then, I think I could watch you start realizing the power of it,
right.
And then you were like putting in fucking elbow grease into it.
Feeling
it
confidence again for the first time in
it was
days.
Beautiful.
It's like drinking your first beer, where you're like, if this feels good, how did the chew feel? I'm gonna throw up.
Right. And then the other thing, just some music, some songs I loved this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sicko Mode, have you guys heard of this song?
That Kanye hates?
Yes. Sicko Mode's a lot of fun, and it was a huge hit, so I don't need to tell you guys about that. There's this A$AP Rocky song. A$AP Rocky dropped an album that was okay, but he has a song called Purity on that album that has one of my favorite Frank Ocean performances in a long time. Mm. It's real good, and if you're missing Frank Ocean like I am, check out that song. It's called Purity on the A$AP Rocky album. Red Dot Music was an older track that I found out about this year when Mac Miller passed. Miles played that in The Office. Also, Lean For Real, Miles played in The Office.
Playboy Cardi.
Playboy Cardi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That song is amazing.
Mean for real.
Will get stuck in your fucking head. A Better Son / Daughter is a Rilo Kiley song that ended that Nanette special that I've been listening to nonstop since I watched that special. That's a dope song. And the first tracks on the first three Kanye albums, If You Know, You Know, off Daytona, Feel the Love from Kids See Ghosts, and I Thought About Killing You from the Kanye album are fucking great.
Great the only songs. Ones he had. Yeah. And the rest of the albums,
he was like,
turn it off.
He had some ideas, but.
I mean, yeah, I Thought About Killing You was a song that if he was in a better state and actually was like trying to make that a good song rather than just sort of like the repetition, freeform right. thinking about his ego and whatever. I think, man, that could have been something else. And the, especially when the beat drops too, I was like, ooh,
yeah.
it's a different type of rules that we obey. And then, yeah, and then it all started to go downhill from there.
And then the new Earl Sweatshirt album is great. The Some Rap Songs is really interesting.
It's a genre bender.
Yeah, it's a genre bender. It's like some people are calling it the King Vader of rap albums and that it's created its own genre.
Jack is calling it.
And just people have been making kids' music for a long time that isn't called kids' music. Like Michael Jackson's Thriller is a huge hit with my kid. Queen, Beatles, Bob Marley, the Beastie Boys. And this guy, Raffy, have you guys heard of him?
He's oh, yeah.
Raffy?
What's his hit?
Yeah, he's got all of them, man. Down by the Bay, really good. Really good track. All right, we're going to take another quick break.
Missed that, I think.
Yes. You missed Raffy?
Yeah, I don't know what
that is. Oh, man, you should really get on that.
He's just a kid singer.
Don't show your age, man.
No, I won't. I'm putting him into good stuff.
The kids are literally down with Raffy.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Billy Wayne, what is your second to last pick?
Second to last. Tyler Childers, his record Purgatory. It is one of the most beautiful country records I've ever heard. There's, and people are going to say I'm biased because my friend Sturgill Simpson produced it, but I probably am. That's why I got to hear it early. But it is still beautiful, and it puts me back to where I'm from in a way that, you know, music can sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it takes me, like, the first time I heard Universal Sound, I just started crying because it's they made it sound like my, where I'm from, I grew up. So much so that when I, like, a couple weeks ago, I went to do voices for Squidbillies, and I listened to that record on the way, and it was, like, the easiest session I've ever, voiceover session I've ever had, because I was like, oh, I know what place I'm in immediately. Yeah. It's like these tricks.
Just centers you.
And then this guy named Josh Headley, who's at Third Man Records, beautiful, beautiful country record too. It's called Mr. Jukebox, and just put like both those records on. You can play them back to back, all the way through, and they're amazing if you like really traditional country music.
So I know like in the past you've been a critic of like sort of country music that you felt was really uninspired. What's sort of the difference? Because I don't have much context to be like, oh, this is why I should place this above this, or what is it that you see about it?
I will use the metaphor here because you and I both like rap music.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how some rap music is like? You can tell like this is uninspired. This is
someone trying to.
I think a good way to put it. Did you see the Quincy Jones documentary?
No, not yet.
Okay, I haven't finished it because I fell asleep. But that doesn't mean it's not good, but there's parts where it's like Rashida Jones made it, so there's some parts where you're like, just shut up. Just talk about your dad.
Just talk about your dad.
I love Rashida. I can't believe I just said that. But it's true. He talks about the difference between some of his huge hits and then, you know, other stuff that he's made. He was like, some of these, God was in the room.
Oh, that, yes, I know that. I know his lines about God being in the room.
And I just think that's what happens on certain records.
Yeah.
Where it's these guys, these players or these writers, and they grew up where they understand the music.
Right.
And they can put it all together.
Right, right, right.
So
rather than people playing country.
People being like, I'm going to make $1 million off this.
Right, right, right.
These are guys that are like, I like playing this music, and if I could do it for a living,
so it's art.
God, that'd be great.
It's art.
It is art.
Okay.
To sum it all up.
Wow.
But I tried to make it more complicated, but that's what it is.
I see that Tyler Childers has a Tiny Desk concert that I might
check
out.
It's pretty amazing, too. Yes.
Okay.
But you should listen to Universal Sound in your headphones, and just so you can focus on everything. It's one of the most beautiful songs of all time, in my opinion.
Okay.
What is the Quincy Jones documentary, by the way?
Q or something like that?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah. You're...
I'm going to check that out because I like what he has to say about certain things.
Oh, my God.
Like
that was
dating Ivanka Trump.
That was going to be one of my things. But that
hot
was
piece
like,
of ass.
That was 2017.
Said, right?
Yeah. Hey, oh, man. You know, her dad, though. Shit.
He's not lying about anything. That's
no.
why he's like...
Right.
That's why... I mean, that whole interview is why I watched the documentary.
Yeah.
And I knew he's from Seattle, which fascinated me.
Right.
There's a lot of dope-ass black musicians from Seattle.
He's seen it all. Hendrix, right? Isn't Hendrix from Seattle?
Yeah, but he developed mostly in Nashville.
Right.
Wait, Future Hendrix? Or?
Yes.
Future Hendrix. Ray Charles, Master Jones, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Ray Charles is from Seattle?
I don't know if he's from there, but he spent a lot of time there. It's a lot of,
Ray Charles is another...
It was okay for black people to be up there.
Right.
So that's why a lot of musicians...
Mm-hmm.
Kids can relate to Ray Charles. Two-year-olds can relate to Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Everyone loves heroin.
Yeah.
Especially two-year-olds.
Miles, what's your next pick?
Oh, mine is okra salad that I make. I created a new recipe for this okra salad this year that I have to share with people because... I was just fucking around with some ingredients, and I stumbled upon a okra salad that is a great summer dish. Now, a lot of people do not like okra. I fucking love okra.
I love it.
I love the slimier, the fucking better for me.
I don't know about that, but I love it.
Oh, my God. See, that's where people are sort of put off. A lot of people like, you know, stewed okra or fried okra. You have to deal less with the viscous, the fluid that secretes from the okra itself. But... I think
snotty.
It's a little snotty. Yeah,
is what
it's
it
snotty.
Is. That's the
it
problem.
Reminds me of a Japanese like fermented soybean thing called natto, which is it's the same thing. Like you get these sort of you know.
And you're not afraid of the consistency or anything.
No, I fuck with it. I don't. Yeah, it does. Like I'm not put off by that at all. So this one is one purposefully made to be very slimy, but also very good Asian flair. So what you do is you're going to blanch some okra, okay? And you're gonna chop it up. You're going to slice it up, however big you want, but probably not too thin. Then you're going to add some a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of yuzu hot sauce, also like pepper oil called dayu, which we call it in Japan, or it's a Chinese like sort of chili oil, and also a few other things, like if you can get edible, it's like fried garlic chunks that are like kept in chili oil, and you add that together, and you whip that up, and it's like this, you know, it's just got this, it's a wave. Now, Her Majesty, my girlfriend, she loves it, and now she makes it more often than I do, but it's like one of those things where even people who are a little bit skittish with okra, they'll eat it, and they go, this. Yes. Good. So, and for me, okra is another dish that now that, like, I'm cooking more, I've been trying to, like, use it more because I really love it, and I feel like it's got to be so healthy for you, just knowing that all that, you know, usually most green vegetables are very good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, get on that vegetarian shit.
Because they're water-based.
Yeah, water-based, a lot of good fiber.
Nutrients.
Yeah,
You feel fuller than you actually are, which is also good for you.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of good stuff.
I mean, the health benefits, they say it helps your heart condition. You know, it can help prevent liver disease. Not that these things do, but these are the kind of, you know, okras out here. So I would like to let everybody know, Miles' okra salad.
Or just okra in general.
Yeah. But don't fry it. You don't have to cook all the nutrients out of it.
It's pretty fucking good fried, dude.
Oh, I love it fried. Okay, I mean, don't get me wrong. I eat it in every form. That's what I'm saying.
Anytime I go to Cracker Barrel, like, okra's going to be on what I get. It just everything else. That's
I haven't
been
to Cracker Barrel yet.
Never?
No.
We should go.
Okay.
It's pretty great. We should take some
We'll live stream it.
I've only been stoned there a couple times because most of the states.
Right.
Where they're at.
Right. Not very friend. Not 420 friendly.
Yeah, they'd just be like, he smells like drugs.
Oh, no.
Like, y'all about to make some money.
Right. They come in, they're like, that man smells like drugs.
He smells like drugs.
And my last thing for the top thing in 2018, I would like to say the Zeit Gang. I'm sorry. This has been very, you know, this is like our first full calendar year, and we've seen the show evolve, and we've seen the kind of goodwill spread by the people that listen to this show, whether it's like, you know, helping Caitlin Gill get some new shoes or other people hooking up people with coupon codes for shit or whatever. I feel like this thing is becoming a community. I'd really like to thank everybody because also going to the live shows was a very kind of big moment to see everybody come out into physical space because typically, you know, with a podcast, it just feels like we're screaming into the abyss.
Yeah.
And to know that like really kind, sweet, empathetic people are like the fans of this show is a very great thing. And so, yeah, that would like
I can comment on your fans. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they're not like.
They're our fans, Billy.
Well, okay. I mean, say they're your fans, but.
They're not
but
Billy
by extension,
Gang.
Yeah, by extension. Yeah, they never say we're
Billy Gang.
But Dub Gang. It's always the Zeit Gang. But they're not like. I have noticed, like, you know, you get some people from certain shows, you can tell they're like, that guy's a dick. And he's like, I heard you on the Fuck Channel. You know,
right.
Of course
right.
you did. But, like, the Zeit Gang, like, they come, they're very polite, and they're just like, hey, I heard you on this. I just want you to know. They're not like, they don't hang out a little longer than they should. They're just always just like, they read things really well, and they're like, that was great, and now I'm going to get into heaven.
It's right, like you've been promising.
Yes, and I was like, yes, you're good to go, and if you don't, come back and see me.
Right.
So, yeah. No, that's
no, so
it's
shout
really
out to everybody.
Cool.
We appreciate it.
Nice.
Top five for me.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, you know,
you guys were number six for me. Just barely missed the cut.
Get your shit. Just after what?
After my
Jason
next
Mark shoe cleaner.
Yeah, just actually, mine is kind of equally a sentimental one. Magic for Humans, a TV show on Netflix, and just magic specials in general. No, it's not sentimental at all. I feel like an asshole now that mine is not about you guys, but. I knew Miles would cover it. Anyways, Magic for Humans. And just like, I'm just coming to terms with the fact that I think magic is fun to watch.
Well, yeah. Well, and there's something so wholesome about Magic for Humans that like I forgot about really, truly wholesome entertainment that is actually, it. No matter the language, it was so universally pleasant to watch.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't speak English, you do understand magic. And you do understand the wonder of like having it performed in front of you. or also just like the thrill of kind of tricking somebody with a magic trick,
yeah,
and just the kind of excitement you get out of fucking with people.
I don't 50, like liars.
50-50, it's 50-50 with seeing the tricks and then the reactions of the people.
Yeah.
Like, and that's also why I liked that David Blaine special from
10 years ago
or a couple years ago, where he did it in front of like Will Smith's family and Jamie right. Foxx's family and a bunch of.
Oh, is that the one that the Harrison Ford clip is from?
Yeah, the one with the Harrison Ford.
Get the fuck out of my
Get
house!
Get the fuck out of my house!
There is nothing better than watching black people watch magic tricks.
There was a whole. I think there's a YouTube video like that.
It's amazing. I don't mean that. I know with my accent that sounds awful, but Google that and you'll be like, yeah. "Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's pure joy."
Yeah, yeah,
yes, yes.
Well, you know, we're not afraid to express ourselves.
That's exactly what I mean. But with my accent, I'm not allowed to say those things.
Yeah, yeah,
it just sounds like well, I.
He Same says thing he like when you see somebody get crossed up in an N1 mixtape.
Right.
They're like,
"Oh, yo, that's
we're
yes.
running."
My it's, favorite it's celebration ever explosion. Is Duke crossed a dude up. The guy fell down. And then he didn't even bother finishing it. The whole him and his friends just sprinted out of the gym. Because it was so good.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, you can't top it. We're done.
Yeah.
Other people were like, I'm going to contain my excitement in a way like this and just.
It's luxury.
That was
I
great.
Can't show that I'm enjoying this.
No, you got to wild
like
out.
Watching NBA players hold each other back so that they can jump up and react during the dunk contest. That's the best part of the dunk contest.
But yeah, don't feel basic about liking magic for humans. And it's also a good thing to like put on. I've had like my friends over. I've had my wife's friends over, like people who like might not necessarily have the same taste in TV shows. And you put that on and everybody enjoys it. So it's an easy watch. Billy, what is your last thing for 2018?
Ping pong.
Okay.
If I'm being honest.
All right.
That was the one you were thinking?
Yeah.
If I'm being honest,
yeah, I was trying to think of something cooler, but it's like I got into. I mean, I've always loved playing ping pong. It's like just fun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun.
But this year,
highly addictive. I found earlier, like probably towards the end of last year, I looked up ping pong halls,
mm-hmm.
and I found this great place. In I'm not going to tell you where. it's great, but it's just fun. It's therapeutic for me. Me and my son enjoy doing it,
mm-hmm.
and it's just. I don't know. It's kind of chill. We go to this. It's in Koreatown. I'm sure.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever. Right. You could Google and see where I got
Google
it off.
Google where Billy Wayne Davis goes to play
and it's,
ping pong.
It's
also, just, you mentioned in last week's episode.
Oh, did
that
I?
You were on,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. No, yeah. That's when I bring my friends there. They're like, we should have a party here. I'm like, no, we tell no one about this.
Shut up.
It's just me and the Korean people. It's awesome. They're cool with me. So that's, it's just fun. It's therapeutic and like there's I don't know there's like just building like we were talking about earlier community and stuff there's something there to that.
Right are you like have you gone so far as to start like YouTubing stuff to change up your serving technique?
I've played so much in my life that I know how to
what's your technique like?
I can either do it like pretty fast, like pretty hard, or, you know, quick
mm-hmm.
and low, or I can put spin on it. It depends on who I prefer to play both ways.
So you got to change up.
Yeah, like if I'm playing, like some people have a certain style, so you play their style.
Right.
But there's a friend of mine named Chris Charpentier. He's a very funny stand-up comedian. I didn't realize he sandbagged me a little bit. First time we played, he just acted like, and then the second time I was like, oh, you good.
he mixes
it up with the spin and stuff too. He was like, well, I was trying to figure out how you played. And I was like, oh, so like the first game, we were both like, how does this guy do it? And so it's just more fun.
Yeah.
It's like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, the service.
It's a great like public activity to like there was this bar when I lived in Columbia, Missouri. There was a wine bar that this dude owned and he just had a ping pong table at it. And he had never been beat on his home table. And my friend from the East Coast like came and visited me. Only one of my friends to visit me in Columbia. And he beat him on his home table.
Oh,
like
shit.
Everybody like got around the table. Everyone was like, oh shit, it's happening.
Right.
But my friend was like, you know, ranked when he was a kid or whatever. But it was like a real, don't know. It has that 80s movie vibe, like
the guy
who can't be beat.
Right. They're like, Tommy's losing to an out-of-towner.
Yeah. It is a streak thing, though. If you start feeling it,
you're
like, who's going to beat
especially
me?
Especially your serve.
Yo, if you're on.
And you know you're like, yo, this motherfucker has no backhand. Like, he can't return on the backhand. You're like, I'm fucking feeding that backhand every motherfucking time. But I die inside.
That friend who is way better than me, I've beat him before. It's
so
like
by
MMA.
The transitive property.
I could not have beat that other guy, though. Right. It's like MMA. You know, you never. There is no transitive property. It's
right.
Like the best will get.
I was hoping you'd just
of a
be
stylistic
like,
thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, yeah, that's what's fun about it. Yeah.
Wait. So what happened? Was the owner gracious in defeat?
Yeah, he was pretty cool about it. But
okay.
Yeah, his bartenders were like, "Oh shit, I can't believe he just beat him. He's never lost on his home table."
The guy was probably like, oh, "Finally, I don't have to keep people challenging me. I don't have to keep doing this."
Yeah. But then when my parents came out, we went there and like we played like. Have you played a group ping pong where like you have to alternate on and off?
Yeah.
No.
That shit is
pretty fun.
Oh, like each volley, like back, you're literally like you hit it and then hand it off.
You hit you each have a paddle, but you gotta get the fuck out of the way.
Right.
So you're like in rotation.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking like more it's even more chaotic where you like and you use one paddle.
That if you get really good at it. Yeah. But it's easy to forget that it's
I'm sure there's some Korean people at the place I go to that could play like that.
Yeah.
My son, the first time I took him, we'd been playing for like 10 minutes. He grabbed the ball and he walked over and he whispered, "The Koreans are great at ping pong." Like, yep. That is a good stereotype.
When are you going to get him a good a coach? You know what I mean? So he can go.
There is an Olympian that runs the place.
Young kid.
And I'm kind of friendly with him now. He keeps inviting me. They have a Monday tournament at the Standard at the downtown.
Hotel?
Yeah. He runs it, but he was like an Olympian.
Holy shit.
So I see him teaching stuff. So I just need to see if my son shows a little more interest and then I'll start. Like, hey, I'll teach you how to play. So.
God, if I can get like that proper Olympic serve down, that's really where it's
I've
at
only
for me.
Seen him play once against somebody, and it was crazy.
Right.
Live. Because you're just like, how do you? And it's just, he's like, I'm just
casual.
Yeah.
Right.
It's muscle memory, man.
All right. Well, this has been Ping Pong Digest from the Daily Zeitgeist.
Poop and Ping Pong
I'll
Digest.
Any of you sons of bitches in the gang.
Here we go.
It sounds like you're
ping pong
very
table
good.
Outside the shop.
Yeah.
It sounds like you are the level of good that it would not be fun for me to play against you.
It would be fun for me.
Yeah.
This could be a bluff, though. Yeah.
Billy Wayne, where can people find you?
At Billy Wayne Davis on Twitter, at Billy Wayne Davis on Instagram. I have a Tumblr that has my dates, but they're not updated. I'm done for 2018, and we're going to be announcing 2019. So.
All right.
Thank you.
Miles, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. That's going to do it for this holiday week of special episodes. We will be back on Monday with another episode of Your Daily Zeitgeist. We'll talk to you guys then.
Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.